Drug abuse experts from 21 major cities are in Seattle this week to share notes on the latest trends. The story in Washington is pieced together from treatment centers, police drug busts, and prescription drug records. Caleb Banta Green at the University of Washington says he's been tracking the overdoses from painkillers such as oxycodone.
Those data did nothing but go up since 99, and they've at least changed direction.
In King County, the overdose deaths finally dropped. It could be a one-time blip, but other data support a tapering off. Opiates come from the opium poppy and include morphine, heroin, methadone, and other prescriptions such as Vicodin. The number of people getting treatment for opiate addictions has gone up dramatically, thanks largely to a new replacement drug. It works sort of like nicotine patches for smokers. It was introduced in 2003, and now more than 5,000 people are using it in Washington. There are some dark clouds on the horizon. Heroin abuse is showing up for the first time in small towns and rural areas. Banta Green suspects a link.
Prescription-type opiates are pretty potent, but they're also quite expensive. Heroin is much cheaper, and so my concern is that as people run out of resources to be able to afford prescription-type drugs, they're going to need to move on to heroin.
And sure enough, about 40% of heroin addicts interviewed recently in King County say they started with prescription drugs first.
We also know that an adolescent getting Vicodin for a dental extraction who takes it to a beer party with a bunch of friends and shares it could be priming a bunch of people for future addiction.
Still, the most abused drugs in Washington are alcohol and marijuana. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.